It's Monday, July 5th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Muslim terrorists have taken evil to a whole new level in Mozambique, the southeastern African country bordered by the Indian Ocean to the east, Tanzania to the north, and Zambia to the northwest, reports International Christian Concern. According to Fionn Shiner, the press officer for the Aid to the Church in Need, quote, boys are being abducted to be forced into becoming child soldiers. The boys are brainwashed into becoming terrorists, the worst kind. Girls are forced to become child brides. They are raped and subjected to all manner of sexual abuse. The terrorists put the girls under considerable pressure to convert to Islam, end quote. Since 2017, there have been over 1,300 civilian deaths caused by Islamic extremism in the north of Mozambique. No wonder Open Doors has determined it is the 45th worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians. Matthew 18, verse 6 says, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." Remember Canadian pastor Timothy Stevens of Fairview Baptist Church? He was the third pastor arrested in Calgary, Alberta in mid-May for daring to hold in-person worship services in violation of tyrannical COVID-19 restrictions. After spending two nights in jail in mid-May, Pastor Stevens was rearrested and re-imprisoned on Monday, June 14th. We have a special link to the video of the arrest showing him being hauled away by the Calgary police as his eight children and his wife weep in the driveway of their Calgary home. Listen.
Bye, Daddy.
Hi, guys.
Pastor Stevens is seen reaching through the bars of the police cruiser to touch hands with his horrified children before being taken away. Good news, though. The Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms is pleased to announce that Pastor Stevens was released from jail last Friday, reports LifeSiteNews.com.